Hi guys, I'm Katrin Welt and I'm sitting here with Peter Tatgren.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, MetaShock Finland. So, how has the second part of the tour been so far? How do you feel?
Like I said, like Poland was a little rough, but yesterday was really good. And I hope today is going to be good as well. So, we're too short into the thing to know exactly what's going to happen, you know, but I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, you never know.
No, exactly.
But I really admire how you own the people, you own the stage.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
But do you still have some anxiety before the show, or is it just in the past?
No, it's always, you know, when you work with the computers and stuff like that, you know, anything can go wrong, you know, because we have the keyboards on computer, and also some of the light programming. Now we don't have the same big stage as we had on in Finland, you know, in the first part, you know, but there's always something that can go wrong, you know, if it's not only drums and guitar amps and rock and roll, you know, so you always think like, okay, is everything gonna work? And also with the monitors, we have our sounds in the headphones and stuff. Anything can break anytime, and there's no waterproof things how to do it. Even for big bands, shit happens, you know.
But it makes it interesting.
It makes it very, very, it's like you're like, okay. But when you're on stage, then you don't think about it. You know, then you just think about entertaining.
Okay. But speaking of interesting things, I've seen that there have been many changes in the lineup recently. Is there like busy times or?
Not really, because, I mean, it's only Andrea, you know, that has had to be home. And Jonte from Dynasty jumped in because they were on the tour with us for the last tour. Not the one we did in Finland, but the one we did in Europe, you know.
So he knows all the...
So he pretty much knows the songs anyhow.
So
that was easy, and it works out really great. And David is back behind the drums because he couldn't do the last tour. So my son jumped in on that one. So
yeah, I saw that.
Now it's almost back to normal, but not full.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to ask now, there is this one song people want to hear every concert, Shut Your Mouth. How do you feel playing it? Do you get tired?
No, not because the reaction is so great, you know?
Yes,
but,
everybody.
But like I said, you know, when I hear it, someone plays it on the stereo or in the bar or something, I go like, oh, I can't stand it. It's so much difference when you see the reactions, you know? Then you can do anything, you know?
No, but it's a great song, so
yeah.
You will play it probably.
But it's
the rest
so annoying melody, you know. It's like
okay. A question a bit related to that topic. If you were given a task to greet the visitors from outer space in the name of mankind, what would you say?
Turn around, go home.
That's easy.
Yeah,
okay.
This is no good place. This is bad.
Okay. But back to reality, you played in America in 70,000 tons of metal in February. How was it?
It was good. We had some technical problems, but in the end, I think it was okay. The first gig we did, because you always do two gigs on this boat.
Yes.
The first gig was like 3 o'clock in the morning, American time. That means like we've been up for 45 hours or something like
that's
that before
really,
we went
really
on stage and you
really
try to give everything and you feel after the second song, it's like, oh my God, I'm so tired, I can't hardly sing anymore. And you wonder like, why? And then you go, oh yeah, I've been up for 45 hours, you know, so. But the second gig went much better. So.
But the audience loved both, I think, no?
I hope so, I don't know. I didn't really want to read any reviews or anything because I wasn't really happy myself, so.
Okay. But you were supposed to do an American tour with it, but you didn't.
No, because there was so much bullshit with the promoters and stuff like that. So hopefully now we can do it in September instead.
So American people have hope.
There is hope, to put it that way.
Yeah.
It just takes so long, you know. I mean, I wanted to have it planned before we released the album, but they don't work like Europeans work.
So,
do everything backwards, I think.
So good stuff is worth waiting for.
I hope so, yeah.
So, but you've been very busy. I've seen your updates on Facebook. How are things in the studio in Abyss?
It's good. I mean, me and my son has done like 20 songs, you know, from January we started, so we have like 20 songs. We're just spitting out ideas and we just document them, put them on the side, you know. Mm-hmm. And when we have enough ideas, we start making them into songs, you know.
Mm-hmm. So when can we hear something? No dates promised?
Oh, I have no idea. We need a label or something like that, you know.
Okay.
So, but first we have to finish off maybe 4 or 5 songs to go out shopping,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then from there on, you know, when you get the carrot, so to say, you know, then you can finish the rest.
Mm. But is it easy to work with your son?
Yeah, really easy.
So you always had this kind of a friend relationship, father-son thing?
Only sometimes when I yell at him. He's 18, you know, he's like a zombie. You know how guys are, you know, they grow and the brain doesn't go really with them, you know, until you're like 23, 24 years, you know.
So there are some father things
still there. Oh, yeah, still bitching a little bit, but I try to avoid it too, because sometimes when you bitch too much, it just goes in here and it goes out there. So.
Yeah, that can happen to every age.
Yeah, I know how I was. My mom was on her knees going like, please, for once, let me not have a phone call from the school every week because I did something fucked up, you know.
So you were a trouble kid?
Yeah, very, very. Yeah. But then I started playing drums and I really slowed down.
Okay.
All day, you know.
But what about other stuff going on in your studio? Immortal?
Immortal, yeah. I'm still waiting for some files, vocals, because they had some stuff in the family, so they had to delay it a little bit.
Mm.
So I'm waiting for that as well.
Okay. Yeah. But do you have like many bands waiting for you?
No, not really. It's been pretty slow.
Okay.
And it's good. I need this time to get, you know, get ideas out of my brain and
so you don't
do things that I don't have to do because I have to make money and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
You know, so it doesn't become a job, you know. I need also like hobby writing and just relax.
Okay.
Because I think this, if you're not stressed, then I think the songs comes out better.
Okay. But is there like a line you don't cross as a producer? You don't you don't do some things. It's your principle.
No.
As long as it's not political
stuff, you know, I don't want to get involved
okay.
in that, you know.
Okay.
I mean, music is music. It shouldn't be, you know, some bands are very political when it comes to either, you know, this Trump thing or whatever. They always say what they think is right or wrong. But I think everybody should have their own mind on what they think is right or wrong, you know.
Okay.
And not having, you know, rock stars try to push people into different politician field, you know.
Mm. But do you ever listen to some album you haven't produced yourself and think, I could have done it better if they came to me?
Yeah, sometimes. It's always like that, which is both good and bad. But I mean, you know, for me, it's like, I would have done it different, you know. But I also do that with albums I listen 20 years back, and I was like, oh my God, what was I thinking, you know? So that's just how it is.
The progress.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. But can you describe how you feel when you are in your most creative mode? Do you sleep in a studio, eat in a studio?
Yeah, then, you know, the whole body is shaking, it's going bzzz, you know, then you know something is going on, something good, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are there currently enough challenges for you as a producer?
There's always challenges. To get the best produced album ever, you know, it's always a big, big challenge.
Okay. But are there any risks you are happy you took as a producer?
I mean, over the 20 years, I took a lot of risk
trying
to do something different, you know. And sometimes you fail, sometimes you don't fail. You know? And that's, I guess, it's a learning process.
Okay. So, I will end the interview with this one question. What is your next great adventure?
I don't know. I don't have any really goals. I think my goal is to really do this with my kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To finish that off and get it out and see what people
okay.
think.
I think we will be looking forward.
Yeah,
to
I don't really know how it's going to sound, so I can't really tell you if it's going to sound like this or that, but...
So the more interesting the waiting
is. It will be more modern, I think, metal, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Something new.
Not new, but yeah, more modern. Not hypocrisy,
okay.
metal, you know, but a little bit more newer, fresher, I think.
really interesting.
Yeah. And we don't know yet who's going to sing, because he's practicing now singing. He never done it before in his whole life, you know, so let's see, maybe we can get him.
But you also learned to sing.
I had to learn to sing on yes. on tour, you know, that was even worse, you know. Fortunately, I wrote the lyrics, so I knew the lyrics anyhow. But, you know, to play and sing at the same time when you haven't practiced it, it was hell. But
all right.
Now it's there. Now it works, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay, so looking forward.
Yeah, me too.
So thank you.
Hey, and thank you guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Cool.